Terrell Austin, defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions, with this week's matchup. Second match with Green Bay, going to be a little bit different than the first time. Obviously, they had some people banged up, but they also have some really good players still available for them. First guy we're going to take a look at is a guy that's been showing up recently. He's become their number one running back, Jamal Williams. He's going to take the handoff here. You're going to see he's going to bounce it outside. They do a good job of blocking and securing the perimeter and making a corner tackle. That's what happens a lot in this league, and if your corners won't tackle, this is what's going to happen in terms of the play. And you see he takes it outside, he gets there, and he doesn't want to go down. He's going to be a physical runner, and that's something we're going to have to contend with this week. He's a bigger back than the other two backs we faced the first game, so he has some size. They do a good job of blocking. The left side of their line is the best side with Bakhtiari. So there you see him get outside again, and he's trying to finish the run very physically. He's not only a good runner, a downhill runner, he also has the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. You'll see him here against the Steelers. He's going to line up. He's going to run a screen. Does a good job setting up his blocks, cutting back inside, and taking this one all the way, all right, for a touchdown. So, again, they do a good job in Green Bay in terms of passing and making sure they get the ball to their correct people. One of their top receivers, we're not sure if he's going to be available, but if he is, we know he's a big play threat, is Davante Adams, number 17 outside. You're going to see it's third and short. The Steelers are going to jump the quick one. He does a good job of selling the stop route, and then he's able to put the ball up, catch it, and then make the guy miss and score. Again, he's got big play capability, and these guys still have it, even though they're a little bit banged up at this point in the season. That was a quick look at the Green Bay Packers for this week's weekly matchup.